Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number here tonight for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark is going to share with us six reasons why people, 60% of people apparently, think the government has too much power. That's on the way. I also mentioned something last night about crocodile, which we never had a chance to get to. I think that's worth announcing.
What? How do you spell that?
K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L.
Crocodile.
So we could talk more about that. And the Robin Hood trial, or the evidentiary hearing, continued today here in Keene, which is where I spent all day yet again. We could get into some of those details. And with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that we share there with you, which include giving you the ability to actually control the content. So what you see on the front of the page was put there by listeners just like you. So do drop into freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You can submit news items, YouTube videos, blog posts. You just submit it to the site. It then appears for others to see and vote upon. You get to vote things up or down, whether you like or dislike. So get there and help us know what you think's interesting over at freetalklive.com. Of course, the best way to do it is to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Also, we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So, plenty to discuss here tonight. Crocodile is a flesh-eating drug, and when we previously talked about it on Free Talk Live, it was reported in Russia. But now, apparently, it has made the travels all the way to the United States.
Slithered on over to the United States.
The Huffington Post has a quick story about it here. A homemade drug that causes severe damage to the flesh of those who use it has reportedly shown up in the U.S.
Previously, it has these addicts in its jaws.
Previously reported in Russia, crocodile, a disfiguring and potentially lethal mixture of codeine and hydrocarbons such as oil, paint thinner, gasoline, or alcohol, has made its way to Arizona. Sounds like a lovely substance.
I'm crying crocodile tears.
According to doctors at Banner Poison Control Center, two cases of the drug have been reported in the state in the past week. Dr. Frank LaVecchio, co-medical director at the center, told KLTV, "As far as I know, these are the first cases in the United States that have been reported. We're extremely frightened. Users filter and boil the drug before injecting it."
Gasoline.
Oil, paint thinner, gasoline, or alcohol is what they tend to mix with codeine.
Bunch of snakes is what they are.
Users filter and boil the drug before injecting it, although LaVecchio said users believe the process removes the impurities. They are wrong. Once injected, the...
Who could possibly think you strain motor oil through a dirty sock and somehow that makes it okay?
No, boiling. It does it all. It takes care of it.
And I would not boil motor oil.
And you're perfect. You just shoot it up. You'll be fine.
Who would think that, Mark? A drug addict.
You need to eyeball it. Just pour it straight in your eyeball.
Once injected, the drug causes damage to blood vessels and tissue, causing flesh to rot from the inside out. The horrific sores that some users develop resemble crocodile skin, which lends the street drug its name. The average life expectancy of a crocodile user is about 3 years.
That's a problem that solves itself.
Disturbing images of the drug's grisly side effects have been reported before. The images are said to have originated in Russia, where between a few hundred thousand and a million people injected the drug in 2010. According to Time magazine, LaVecchio told KLTV the main attraction to the drug is the cost. It's reportedly 20 times cheaper than heroin, but produces a similar high. He believes that the two cases in Arizona may be related. According to Gawker, the Drug Enforcement Administration has monitored crocodile, also known as desamorphine, since 2011.
Well, I feel terrible for these folks. What it's like to be in the clutches of something like this. Our language seems to be centered around this. They're not in the clutches of anything. They keep making stupid decisions. It's a shame that the consequences of their decisions are going to bring what to the rest of us sound reasonable I'm sorry that that's happening. Life to me is so valuable, and this seems like such an obvious way to throw your life away.
Well, if people want to get high, they're going to get high in whatever way they can, and if they're poor, they're going to buy stuff like this because heroin's illegal. So the reason why Crocodile is popular is because it's cheap, and the reason why it's cheap is because it's codeine mixed with a bunch of junk. Basically, it would not be here if there weren't prohibition of other drugs.
This is the result of the war on drugs. There's no doubt about it. Because you can go and search heroin advertisement on a Google image search mm-hmm. or whatever search engine you want to use. Startpage.com.
Get something from around the turn of the 20th century.
You'll get
like
something and you'll see what the pricing was like back then. You can kind of get some clue as to what it would cost today.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. We had to treat my pigs with some medication. We needed some hydrogen peroxide. We got like the big 32-ounce hydrogen peroxide bottles.
Yeah.
I think they were a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been 49 cents. Whatever they were, they're about commensurate with bottled water.
Yeah.
I mean, the marketplace has something that was, it cost more. I think it was 99 cents for a smaller bottle when I was younger, mm-hmm. as I recall. But it's gone down in price over time because there's competition in the marketplace to provide it. I suspect if heroin was considered legal today, that a dose that would get somebody high would probably cost less than a dollar. That's just me going out on a limb, but I believe that to be true.
I remember those old ads you're talking about. It was like a big old bottle for 10 cents. Probably translates into a few bucks today or something like that.
Carry around your laudanum and take a slug, you know?
Yeah, this also seems to be a case of, like, the skyrocketing popularity of gin during Prohibition. Wikipedia tells me that desomorphine, which is an opioid, and it is what Crocodile is around 8 to 10 times more potent than morphine.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Morphine is like, that's it. That's the thing, right?
Right.
I don't know.
It's a very addictive drug.
And desomorphine is an opioid first patented in 1932 in the United States. It is a derivative of morphine, where the 6-hydroxyl group has been removed and the 7-8 double bond has been reduced. That's probably what the gasoline and stuff does.
It's crazy, though. I mean, you think about how desperate people are to get high. They're willing to inject motor oil or whatever kind of oil, pain thinner, into their veins after just telling themselves a story about how boiling it will clean it right up.
Right. I can't imagine it's a good idea to inject olive oil into yourself.
No.
I mean, I'm just guessing here. This is something that one might consider relatively pure. It's got that term virgin in it, right? That sounds good. Injecting that in can't be a great idea.
Right.
Your blood is not designed, your body's not designed to take an injection of oil.
It's just horrifying to even think about it. But when we've talked about legalization of all drugs on Free Talk Live, inevitably you get the calls over the years, the people who will say, well, you guys want heroin vending machines. Well, you know what? If there were heroin vending machines, at least then heroin addicts could get real heroin and they wouldn't be injecting oil into their veins or paint thinner. I mean, that's how crazy this is. Look, I get it. Heroin's a dangerous product, okay? It's a very addictive product. People, can get lost in that world, and it's scary. No doubt about it.
I don't know if it's as dangerous as alcohol.
But when it's certainly up there. They're both pretty dangerous. But
it depends on how you rate them.
Yeah.
If you talk about penetration into the marketplace, alcohol's got it.
That's true. As far as damaging society, alcohol is much more damaging than heroin. But the point is, if you care about people, and that's the ostensible reason why the war on drugs exists, right? The people who, who represent the war on drugs try to present themselves as people who, they want what's best for society. We care about these drug addicts. We want to get them help. Now, of course, in a lot of cases, by help, they mean help them into a cage or force them into treatment, which I don't think is really helping anybody. I think if you want to help somebody who's addicted to drugs, you offer them a way out. But it's up to them to make that choice. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you've got any experience with these crazy alternatives to illegal drugs, sure would love to hear about it from you. 855-450-FREE. You may take control. Coming up here, it's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything that you want, toll free here, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype. Skype username there is lrn.fm. Just send us a friend request and we will accept it, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us from that point on. So once again, lrn.fm is the username on Skype. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we share with you. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can access our mobile site and, therefore, the live streams and the podcast easily. mobile.freetalklive.com. Now, when it comes to potential police abuse, the most likely place where you're going to encounter the police is while you're driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. I've got one in the vehicle that I drive, and you could have one as well. You go to FreedomCam.net to learn more about it. It's got two cameras, one that faces the front and one that faces in your cab, and therefore records all around, basically. It's got a built-in microphone as well as GPS navigation, so it's always keeping track of your route and speed. It can be very handy, not just for a police encounter, but also for any kind of incident, like an accident. You really want to have this thing in your car or truck. Go to freedomcam.net. You can get yours there, and you can get them for Bitcoin if you like. That's freedomcam.net.
Ian, a little more about the Freedom Cam. Police, they're not angels. They're not better men. Police will lie to you in the lie in court.
They sure will.
So you want your own record of what happened.
It's a smart move. I am a big fan of the Freedom Cam. So we've been talking about crocodile. It is a scary, scary drug. There's an LA Times story about it as well, where the Drug Enforcement Administration, one of their guys, expresses some level of skepticism as to whether or not this thing actually has made it to the United States. But the doctor in Arizona is pretty certain that he has seen a couple of cases of this already. And this story in the LA Times says it gives a different list of some of the stuff that is mixed in here with the codeine, and apparently it includes iodine, hydrochloric acid, red phosphorus, gasoline, lighter fluid, paint thinner. These are all things that are mixed into this crocodile product, which basically results in your body rotting from the inside out and creating a very scary looking kind of crocodile like skin pattern. The average user of this product or an addict of this product dies after 3 years. I mean, it's just a horrifying idea.
Some users have had to have their limbs amputated.
Yeah. So what do you do about this? Well, you have to legalize heroin. I mean, really, that's the only thing that's going to stop things like crocodile from existing. The reason why crocodile exists, the reason why these new synthetic drugs exist, they just tried banning synthetic drugs here in Keene. It was like a 15-0 vote by the city council 2 weeks ago. That's not going to get rid of drugs. None of these tactics of violence, which is what the government uses, threats of violence and actual violence to try to get people to stop making and selling and using drugs, none of these tactics ever works. Prohibition has never solved addiction, and it never will. All it does is the same thing every time. It leads to more dangerous products coming out. When alcohol was prohibited, bathtub gin became a real danger. Now that alcohol's mostly legal, bathtub gin isn't really an issue anymore. Yeah, some people make their own alcohol at home, but for the most part, it's not really something that puts people in danger in any meaningful fashion like it used to.
Also, I mean, what I'm for is for competition in the marketplace. What we can see, places like Portugal and Amsterdam, these places have decided to approach opiate addiction as a disease as opposed to approaching it as a crime.
Yep.
And these places are seeing reductions in usage. They're seeing people not using these drugs. They're never starting these drugs. Kids see a larger reduction of kids using the drugs than just sort of the general population. I mean, this is what people want. They're getting the results, but they're doing it in a way that people don't want to do it. Now, this is the bullheadedness of people that support the drug war, because you've got basically a few people, few different people that support the drug war. You have politicians.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that they tell lies and they'll do whatever it takes for some money. You have law enforcement, and basically there's more law enforcement.
They will also
out there.
Tell lies for money.
I don't know. People like to hold them up as heroes. So let's just go ahead and suggest that law enforcers are in fact perversely incentivized to go after drug users as opposed to criminals that commit crimes that have a victim. So we'll say that they're manipulated by the marketplace, that they're not people that are, you know, doing their job for money or the kicks of being a bully. They're not that. They're manipulated by the marketplace. There's also...
That flies in the face of all evidence, but go ahead.
Criminals. Many criminals want to see drugs remain illegal, especially organized crime, because that's where they make their money. And then... there's the stupid sort of mommy, and I use, you know, the over-worried parent-type individual.
I don't think those people are stupid. They're just ignorant about
prohibition. Okay, ignorant, stupid, you can use these terms interchangeably in the English language.
Willfully ignorant about prohibition?
It's not like, well, I mean, so, you know, an ignorant person that has an opinion, what do you call that? Well, is there a term for an ignorant person that spouts off an opinion? I mean,
I think stupid is fine.
I think stupid's fine. Like, if I came out here and I gave you some advice on brain surgery, I would be a moron because I know that I don't know anything about this. So, yeah, somebody who hasn't studied a problem.
Most people know that drugs are bad and they want to stop them, and they believe the best way to stop them is through the threat of violence.
Thank you for your ignorant opinion.
That's it. It's an ignorant opinion.
So the first group, Mark, is your law enforcement, right? Second group is stupid parents.
You forgot politicians.
Right, okay.
So it's the people that...
And criminals.
The ones that empower the rest of them are their ignoramuses with an opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Those are the ones that give the power to the rest of these people. And those are the ones that we need to talk to. Look, don't you want to see competition in the marketplace? Do we want to see these... Here's the solution you want.
No, I want to see it off the shelves. I want to see these products off the shelves so my kids can't get them.
Right, that's what you want, but your kids can get them. Your kids might mix up some of this crocodile and have their arms rot off.
Yeah.
But that's what it comes down to.
I think crocodile should stand or fall on its own merits and not get any help from the U.S. government.
And it's getting a lot.
Yeah.
It's getting a whole bunch of help, and that's really the problem. You can have the results or you can have the prohibition. But you can't have the results you want and the prohibition at the same time. This is something that's been proved over the course of decades. And you get to pick. You can have whatever you want, but you get to pick. Please, let's pick what the results are. I mean, at the very least, let each state segment off some treatment area where some kind folks can go ahead and let, you know, truck drug addicts there, let them use their drugs and get treatment and do whatever they do there.
Now, heroin does seem to be on the rise. It was in the high schoolers are using it these days.
It's very popular in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much when I was in high school.
Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can come back and you can share with us your experience with these drugs if you've had them. You probably haven't had crocodile, but you know, ever house gasoline? That's something else that kids do. And it's insanely dangerous. More coming up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing for participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit, raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Maybe you think prohibition works. You can explain that to us. Not that I actually think any prohibitionists are going to call in. I don't know. Do they even exist? I know they do exist, since they never call this show. And that must be because you know inherently that your position is completely indefensible. I mean, when you talk about prohibition, all you have to do is look at history to see what it does. If you don't want to look at history and you want to just forge ahead into this crazy belief that it'll work this time, let's just outlaw this new substance that is so terrible, this scourge, you know, this synthetic drugs, for instance, are the newest thing, the as they call it, synthetic marijuana, which, of course, in a lot of cases isn't actually even close to what marijuana does. I had some of this synthetic marijuana once, and I almost tripped. If I'd kept smoking it, I would have been tripping. So very, very intense some of these products can be, and I understand why parents are scared. I understand you don't want to have your teenage son or daughter hooked on this stuff. I don't blame you for that. But maybe the problem's at home. Maybe that's where the problem is. Maybe you can just go ahead and ban all the drugs and the substances you want to, and that's not going to solve the issues you have with your son or daughter.
Well, also, let's be practical about this. Most parents don't want their kids to try alcohol, right?
Okay, probably true.
Let's step back for a second, because there seems to be this willful ignorance in society that allows parents to... That encourages parents to take a stupid stand, a stand that doesn't make any sense. Like, for instance, dads and daughters, right? Like, it's okay to talk rough and mean about the potential individuals whom your daughter might date, right?
Okay.
Right?
I've never been a daughter, so I don't know.
Come on, man. You've lived on the planet for more than 30
years.
I've
seen movies and stuff where that happens.
All right.
I presume that's the case.
The suggestion is that dads can say mean things and threaten and cajole individuals who might want to date their daughter.
Right.
What does that bring about in a relationship? Is that going to make it so that your daughter gets the best guy out there or not?
Girls get daddy issues from that.
Right. I mean, it's what you're going to do is you're going to screw your kid up. When if you think your kid is not going to go down some path that you took, here's the reality, parents. If you don't teach your kid how to drink at home, consume alcohol mm-hmm. at home when they're younger than, say, 16, around 14 to 16, they're going to try it on their own.
Great idea, Mark. So now you're saying parents should help their kids inject heroin at home? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think that kids that get sort of the softer, more common drugs are as likely to use the more, the harder ones. That's what
true.
My suggestion would be, is that when you tell kids that marijuana's a drug and that heroin's a drug and don't do drugs, and then they try marijuana and, well, this isn't so bad, then they're liable to try heroin. Mm. However, if you somehow segment things like alcohol and caffeine and marijuana off and say, this is kind of the stuff that people do, and that's kind of the stuff that people that have bad lives do. The other stuff's the stuff that people that have bad lives do. And you talk to them about it in that way. Look, this is about efficiencies. This is about the way your life's going to go. If you start doing heroin, the chances of your life going well are going to diminish pretty quickly. Not quite as quickly as getting pregnant as a teenager, mm-hmm. but quickly. And you need to, how do you want your life to go? And those are the things that parents, I think, are going to be best served talking to the kids about.
So if you're as frustrated as we are here on this program with prohibition, and, of course, the frustrating part is it just doesn't seem like the end is anywhere in sight, at least not in the United States. We've seen some progress on cannabis, but, boy, we're a long way away from any kind of understanding policies towards heroin users. And, as you know, the longer it takes for heroin to be legalized and for meth and for crack and for cocaine and for you name it, all the other stuff that's illegal, for that stuff to be legalized, the longer it takes, the more people are going to die. The more likely your son or daughter is going to die, whether it's from an overdose of something that they didn't think that they were getting because it's the black market, so they're buying something they think is one thing, but it turns out to be another thing, like happened in the New York City raves a few weeks ago where some kids bought what they thought was Molly. Turns out it was methadone, and they overdosed and died. So,
have you guys seen around town? I'm sorry, Ian. Finish your thought.
I was going to say whether it's an overdose from a different product that you thought it was something else, or whether it's somebody buying crocodile and injecting this crazy stuff into their veins that turns their rots their skin from the inside out. Whatever it is, just keep counting, because the longer prohibition goes on, the more people who don't need to are going to die, and those deaths are on the supporters of prohibition, every one of them.
Around town, I don't know if you guys have seen them here and there at stores. There are these flyers that are going up. I think they say no to heroin. They've got
big
picture of a needle on them. And I talked to, I think, the lady who's putting them up, and she has relations with people who, some of them have died from mm-hmm. the use of heroin. Pardon me. And, it could be in a year, a few years, the heroin flyers are gone and they're replaced with crocodile flyers. It's tough. What do you say to that lady who has got the personal experience with exactly what heroin will do to somebody?
It is tough. Hopefully you can say something to that lady that will show her that the most compassionate solution is to legalize drugs so people can not be afraid to get help. That's one of the big factors in Portugal. Is the reason why they've cut the amount of addicts there by 40% isn't because they're all overdosing. It's because the addicts aren't afraid to go to the hospital or to go to the doctor. They're not afraid they're going to get turned in for being a drug addict or for being an IV drug user. So they go and they actually get the help that they need. If you can somehow persuade these people that if you want to help, if that's your goal, then legalization is the best way to do it. It's harm reduction is the approach. It's understanding that people are going to use drugs, and the question is, what can we do as a society to minimize the harm that those drugs and the addictions to them do to people.
I think that putting up signs is a fine idea for getting people to stop using heroin, but it's the laws that really are the problem here, because the laws constrain individuals with coming up with new innovative ideas for handling heroin addiction. I mean, I agree that heroin addiction is not optimal. I don't want that for myself. I don't want that for my wife or my kid. I don't want that for my friends. I don't want that for anybody I know.
You know, here's an interesting example of harm reduction. Raves. Okay, so there was a rave recently, and they arrested like 100 people at the rave, which is absolutely outrageous. This happened in Mountain View out in California. And at raves, it's very common for the drug MDMA or, you know, common street name ecstasy or Molly to be present. Although a lot of the times the Molly or ecstasy is not, in point of fact, MDMA. It's actually something else entirely. As I mentioned, in New York City, it was recently methylone, which is an imitator that was sold as MDMA, and that resulted in some problems. If it were more legal, then there could be somebody, and there are people who are interested in doing this. There's a group called Dance Safe that is known for doing this in other places. I think around the world, like in the Netherlands, for instance, this might be legal. But Dance Safe could come to an event like that. They could have a table at the event where they provide a testing service. Okay, you just bought something from some shady guy in the crowd. Bring it over to the testing table. We've got the chemicals that will allow you to know whether or not this product is any good, whether or not this product is what it has been advertised as. That move alone could save lives. But if there's a table like that at a rave today, you could better believe the cops are going to be hovering around there so they can arrest everybody that walks up to it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. More than 100 people arrested over the weekend at a Mountain View rave, and is that going to stop people from using drugs? No, that doesn't work either. More coming up, you take control, this is Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking baking demos. You'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free here, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Join us on our website, just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll get a couple of different options of online businesses for you to attend, like Amazon or Newegg. You enter through the links that we have. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and Amazon UK. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference to us. Also on the shop page, we'll list Pro XPN. You get 20% off if you use discount code FTL20. Now, what is ProXPN? Well, it's an application for your computer, whether you use Windows, Mac, Linux. They've got one for your for you. And you install ProXPN, and what it does when you activate it, and you can get a free account, by the way. There's, in fact, over 2 million people that use free accounts at ProXPN. So when you turn ProXPN on your computer, it connects your computer with an encrypted tunnel, basically, to one of the ProXPN servers. That server then sends out all of your internet requests to the internet, so therefore the sites you're visiting don't know where your location is, because ProXPN is basically masking that for you. And anybody who wants to snoop on you, whether it's somebody trying to crack into your Wi-Fi network, or maybe it's your internet service provider that wants to get information about where you're surfing and what you're doing, maybe they want to block you from using torrents on your ISP, ProXPN gets around all of that. Now, the ProXPN free account is limited in bandwidth, and you can't use torrents on the free account.
On the free account.
But when you're ready to jump up to the premium account for unlimited bandwidth and unlimited, you know, whatever you want to use, you can use it. You only have to pay about $5 a month if you use our discount code on the year at once package. Now, you can pay monthly, and you can still use the discount code on the monthly price. FTL20 is the code that gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account, and you can use one account on all your devices. So you get a laptop, your smartphone, desktop, use the same account on all three. You don't have to pay for three licenses.
Well, you can use the same account for a whole household, right?
You sure can. Yep. Okay. So proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get more information, get signed up, and protect yourself online. It also helps you out if you're behind some sort of, you know, some kind of proxy that will prevent you from visiting certain sites. Maybe you're at a workplace. Perhaps you live in China. You know, this service solves those issues. It does an amazing job. proxpn.com/FTL. Go get signed up. Use discount code FTL and the number 20 all run together. That's FGL20 for 20% off for life. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the insanity of prohibition. It has resulted in yet another horrifying drug hitting the streets of the United States now. It started in Russia. It's called Crocodile. And in Russia, they estimate that over 1 million people have used this drug. And as a result of the abuse and the use of this drug, people have been dying because it rots them from the inside out. They're injecting horrible things into their veins mixed in with the, you know, the drug that gets them high, things like oil, gasoline, in some cases, horrifying things. And that's not good for you. But drug addicts will do what they can to catch a buzz. They don't really have long-term thinking.
The use of Crocodile in Russia dates back to about 2003, so it's fairly recent.
Mm.
And then I think I remember reading that it kind of swept through some of the outlying areas. It started maybe in even Siberia or something. And then I guess the maybe the first sighting of it in the U.S. was in September. Yeah. It reminds me of the Hornet story that we've been hearing about. The story that I read at the end, it said there may have been sightings of the giant Asian hornet in Illinois.
I saw pictures of those things. Pretty scary looking.
So we just read last week an article about the, what was the wise decisions of crack addicts or something?
That's right, yeah.
Basically, they were making decisions.
Rational decisions.
Rational, that was the terminology. Rational decisions of crack addicts. They were making decisions on whether or not to smoke crack based on how much money they would get out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, if they got $5, if it was a small enough...
they could choose to take money instead of smoking crack.
And the money would come weeks later at the end of the study. So they had to stay in this hospital for several weeks, and every day they could smoke basically a whole bunch of crack cocaine or methamphetamine. And they chose, if the money was good enough, to take the money instead of the drugs.
Right. And I think that largely, people make good decisions. Even addicts make pretty good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that people would be taking this drug if they had information. We live in a really strange world, okay? I mean, this is a really strange place to live. I currently am superpowered by 1984 standards. In 1984, whatever the, you know, all these truthy factoids would float around. These things that weren't true but sounded true, and people would say them. Things like, you know, red cars get more tickets than other cars.
Mm, sounds believable.
That's why insurance companies charge more for red cars. Well, my insurance company doesn't even ask the color of my car.
Hmm.
So, you know, these things kind of floated around, all kinds of stuff like this. You know, you can't get pregnant the first time. You'll go blind if you play with it too much. You know, a whole variety of dumb things were said. And because people won't have frank discussions about these, people tended to believe some of these dumb things.
Now, if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyeballs will explode. That's true.
Dumb stuff like that. And so you're If we actually talk to kids about important things like that,
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to make kids memorize all the capitals of all the states, let's have conversations with them about what happens when you have sex with other kids, or, you know, what happens when you do these drugs. Then, cigarettes. Cigarettes have diminished in usage because people are having conversations about what happens with tobacco use. And cigarettes are just not cool anymore, from what I can tell. I just don't, it doesn't look that way to me. I know that, usage has diminished greatly in the United States, and I hope that it continues to go down. But it's all about people being educated. I don't think that these Crocodile users would use this Crocodile if they had good information. I don't think they get it, because they don't sit there and read the news. They're not doing Google searches.
For all we know, they are going to their drug dealer, and their drug dealer is, you know, telling them, well, you know, I can get you heroin. It's $20 a hit, but here's something that's $2. It'll get you just as high. One-tenth the price.
A true statement, but they need more information.
Yeah.
If they would whip out their smartphone and they would search Crocodile, which is a kind of a hard thing to search because it's Spanish for crocodile, so you're going to get a lot of returns on maybe Crocodile drug. You search Crocodile drug, you're going to get some information. You're like, whoa, No, right. Thanks.
You presume the drug addict has a smartphone, number one.
It's a good thing to you know, want to know.
Number two, that it is being called Crocodile when it is being sold.
Right. These are all problems.
Right.
And
the black market isn't exactly good at providing information to its users.
Education's the best way to handle this. Education's the best way to handle it.
So, as I mentioned, KPIX 5 reporting that more than 100 people over the weekend were arrested mostly for drug offenses at a weekend rave in Mountain View. Mountain View Police Lieutenant Chris Swing said that most of those arrested at the Beyond Wonderland concert were charged with furnishing or using illegal drugs such as ecstasy, LSD, and GHB. Police had arrested some people for drunkenness and others for outstanding warrants. Swing said no major medical emergencies were reported at the concert at the amphitheater, where about 40,000 electronic music fans gathered over 2 days. Let me point that out one more time. 40,000 people gathered for a weekend-long drug-fueled music festival. Now, I'm adding the term drug-fueled because I'm sure the festival here does not advertise themselves that way. They call themselves Beyond Wonderland. But you can read between the lines, right? It's a weekend-long rave. There are people all over the place. I remember going to Livestock in Tampa, which was a rock festival. And there was plenty of drugs at Livestock. You know, that's what happens. People, they load up on their drugs. They go, they take the weekend, and they spend the weekend partying in the woods, basically, is what a lot of this stuff is, or on a field. And they listen to their favorite kind of music. And 40,000 people, now I'm not saying all of them were on drugs, but I bet you a significant portion of the audience, I don't know what that portion is, but it's in the double digits.
The smart ones brought their drugs with them that they got, through sources like the Silk Road, tested, reliable sources. The ones that aren't so wise, I'm not allowed to say dumb. It really upsets Ian.
Stupid is the word.
Yeah. The mouth breathers, went there without anything. And they expected to buy on site. Now, the people, there's going to be some people ready to supply to these.
But the amazing...
Wait. Who's going to make more? I want you to ask yourself this. Who's going to make more? The drug dealer that actually supplies them with good drugs that cost more, or the drug dealer that supplies them with crap that might kill them that costs less?
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.